Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What happens this summer and going into next year, we'll worry about that later. Right now, I'm just thinking about our guys, how committed they were this year, the connection they had, the effort they put in to put us in a position to at least have a chance. We clearly weren't good enough, but not for a lack of effort or commitment from our guys. They were great all year.
This is Steve Kerr, and you're listening to The Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game.
Wonder how Uncle Charles feels about this loss. Bone Thugs and Horror Media Video. My Uncle Charles.
Gonna miss everybody.
Yeah, crossroads. The Warriors are at that. They're at a crossroads with this organization. They lose to the Kings last night, 118-94. A lot of us thought it was tough to see them lose to the Kings, but not really surprising when you look at the way the season has played out. Anything was on the table. Yeah, they should have won that game. I mean, I thought they had a better roster than the Kings right now, but the Kings looked quicker, more athletic. They were detailed into their game plan. They took Stephen Curry out of the basketball game, and they said anybody but Steph and their starters. I mean, this is just, wow. 104-48. We can talk about the bench production all we want, but the starters are not playing up to their level, up to what their capabilities. You're not going to win basketball games. 104-48, in which the starters were outscored yesterday up in Sacramento.
If you were just like comparing the two rosters, you know, I mean, there's so many differences. Like, obviously, there's lots of differences. Right. But, like, most people are taking Steph before De'Aaron Fox.
Yep.
Most. And we're talking about just for this year, right? And then De'Aaron Fox is probably going number two. I get a lot of people are going to take Sabonis. I'm maybe not you or whatever, but I'm taking Keegan. I think I'm taking Keegan over anybody on the Warriors right
Keegan's
now.
Keegan's nice.
You know,
Keegan's
like, nice. That's what I would probably do. So
Keegan's nice.
I look at their roster, and I just think they got a lot of really nice players that just outplayed the Warriors yesterday. No,
their pieces fit. They play better. Kevin Herter getting hurt is the best thing to happen to Mike Brown, because now all of a sudden you're playing Keon Ellis. 888-957-9570. Yeah, without Malik Monk. So if they can get to the first round, maybe there's an outside chance Malik Monk plays. They got to take out the Pelicans, who they haven't beat all season long. So
I mean, Harrison Barnes outplayed them yesterday.
Harrison Barnes is 5 of 11, 3 of 4. At one point, I was like, boy, he's invisible. Next thing you know, he hits 5 straight. And I'm like, damn, Harrison Barnes is cooking you. Keon Ellis is cooking you. It was a humbling defeat yesterday. Very
Lynn was getting
humbling
buckets.
But obviously, wouldn't you say the big talking point would be after the game, Klay Thompson possibly played his last game with the Golden State Warriors. What's the biggest talking point for you after that game? Is it Clay? Is it Wiggins? Is it the change that needs to happen with this team?
I mean, clearly there's the Clay contract, which has been kind of hovering over everything. No, the biggest thing for me is like this core. We keep talking the core, the three. I'm down to one. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like everything else should be on the table. And it might be one or both guys coming back. I don't know how you reimagine the roster around them doing that, but like them being the three top players on the team is not sustainable.
Good enough. It's not good enough.
Moving forward, that's not how they can be. So I feel like we've done way too much what I call it's like ego, resume, like all the hierarchy within the organization, which is understandable. People have put in the work. But they're currently no longer in that situation. My grandfather started a business, and for the longest time, he was the top dog in the company, all right? This is my grandpa Jack. And at some point, he had to take a step back, being the top dog, and he allowed my uncle to end up taking over, and my uncle really couldn't run things the way he wanted to run things until grandpa stopped doing the day-to-day. And I feel like I look at the Warriors operation right now, and until we stop coupling the big three as up here, and it's not that way anymore. You can't win with Steph, Clay, and Dre being your best top three dogs no matter what. You need another guy either better than Curry or alongside Curry.
You may need two guys.
Maybe.
You may need two guys.
Might not even be good enough.
I'm laughing here with the plus-minus stat. Plus-minus guy. Check out the plus-minuses for last night. So Trayce Jackson-Davis plays 10 minutes and 35 seconds, and some people could argue that Trayce Jackson in two of the last three games against the Pels and the Kings last night didn't play enough. But he was a minus 10, all right? Minus 10. Klay Thompson didn't score. He was a minus 12. Andrew Wiggins, a minus 25. Steph Curry, minus 21. Draymond Green, minus 22. I think we all agree that Kuminga helped stabilize the game in the second quarter alongside Moody. Kuminga was a minus 22 last night despite having 16-7. And I know there's more into it. He got off to a rocky start, Jonathan Kuminga, that is. But it just shows you how skewed the plus-minus is. Klay Thompson has a better plus minus than Steph Curry last night, and Klay Thompson did hit a shot. The stat's ridiculous.
I don't want to
hear it. Like Podziemski had the best plus minus on the team. Does that mean he's the best player? No, it doesn't.
No, but like just the Klay. Like yes, I thought about it being Klay's last game. There's no doubt about it. And he's talked a lot about his contract all year. I don't know whether they really offered.
I don't know if he's talked about it. People just asked him about it. I don't think he's.
To start the playoffs last year, whether he did it, an agent, somebody. What was your ask?
Somebody leaked it. Somebody leaked it.
That's how the playoffs started. Right?
But that's not on Klay for not talking. Somebody got out there. That's a comfortable player.
It's been a talking point, right? And so, like, I understand all that, and it's just
contracts are always talking point.
But it's been back to back years because it was Klay this year, Draymond the year before.
How long have we been talking about Brandon Ayuk being paid? You know, how many years have we heard that? Oh, you can't keep Debo and Brandon Ayuk together. You got to have to pay one of them. We've been talking about that for 3 years now.
Yeah, but I don't think it affected Ayuk's play. I feel like a part of this. Yeah, I do believe it affected both Draymond and Klay's play. I do.
Here's Nick Wright. Nick Wright was cooking last night. Apparently on Warriors Spaces, you guys have it in here. I want to hear what Nick Wright has to say. Because I think he was defending Steve Kerr. There's been a lot of vitriol towards Steve Kerr over the last week or two, and people could disagree and say Steve Kerr's not a good coach. Hey, the guy helped you win four championships. Steve Kerr's still, he knows what he's doing. But when you look at the roster, what else is he supposed to do? It's tough to be perfect every single night when you have a bunch of players who are inconsistent. That's been a year. The one constant was Stephen Curry. Everything else is on the table. You didn't know what you were going to get from players on a day-by-day basis. But here's Nick Wright. Here is Nick Wright.
I do not think even close to the most important thing an NBA coach does is manage lineups. I actually think there are probably, especially on great teams, two or three far more important things. And on a team that has one of the most difficult to manage people who's mattered in a real way in NBA history in Draymond Green, and he has only gotten more erratic. Now if a high school debate style, if I were going to argue with myself here, I would say, well, Nick, if he's such a great person manager, why has he not gotten his arms around Draymond Green? And, you know, why is Draymond only seemingly getting worse instead of getting better? That to me, that the Draymond, you know, escalating the nonsense to me is the biggest knock, fair knock on Kerr and the organization.
Draymond Green. We haven't really got into him.
Don't wake the baby. That's what it felt like to me, because I've been in that.
Yeah, yeah.
Bonte will call me, and I'm like, hey, how are you doing? But go on, Draymond Green.
Yeah,
sorry.
No.
It was just funny. It reminded me of me.
The Draymond Green dynamic and what happened this year, what happened last year. And Draymond said, you know, last year it was tough to come to work. Part of the reason why was because of the situation that he helped create with Jordan Poole. That's undeniable. We can't deny it any longer. That fractured the culture. It was bad. So now we come back this year. You bring in CP3. You remove Jordan Poole. And it seemed like the camaraderie was a lot better. It seemed like the chemistry was better, which was reasons why you win more games on the road, right? But he didn't get popped for 17 games. He didn't get ejected out of four other games. And when you think about him being on his team and being one of the more important players, especially defensively, that just can't happen. That just can't happen. So when you finish in 10th place and you try to pick apart all the reasons why you finish in 10th place, whether it was the 13 blow leads that you had, the 13 games in which you've blown, a double-digit lead, which is second in the NBA. You're on the list with the Atlanta Hawks, San Antonio Spurs, and all the worst teams in the league. You go back to looking at Draymond Green saying, boy, could he used it in these games. And he said he personally grew and, you know, he got better. And look, all that stuff overshadowed his play because you were not available for 17 games, really 18, due to self-inflicted wounds. That hurt this team in back-to-back seasons. So can we count on Draymond to play 70 games next season? I have no idea. I have no clue. Is his three-point shot going to get better? Is he going to be more aggressive offensively? Because they need more offensively on this team, unfortunately.
His negative outweighs the positive for me.
So?
And it's been that way for a couple years. And I've been labeled as a Draymond hater. That's fine. People could label me that way.
They call me a Clay apologist. You think I give a damn?
That's fine.
You think I give a damn?
Well,
no, I don't.
I'm just giving you my perspective and my analysis based off watching every single night. And watching every single night, I think he's a loose cannon who brings more negative to the table than good. And when I look at the team as a whole, right now, I think that they need an entire cleanse when it comes to this roster and starting fresh. And I think the number one thing, whether it's Clay, Draymond, Andrew Wiggins going back a couple of years, the one thing I'd like to see them do this offseason, everything needs to start fresh. There is too much holding on to the past, just in general. And I get it, because you owe, on a lot of levels, you owe a lot to a lot of these guys. Believe me, I understand it. You're indebted. There are relationships. This is real life. These are real people. But B, this team needs to start fresh. If you were looking
you think they will?
What?
Do you think they will?
No.
As of today. Do you think Clay and Dre are back alongside Stephen Curry?
Probably. And you know what? Then we all better be ready for a pretty close to similar season this year.
Could be worse.
And I'll be real with you. I'd have a very difficult time spending that kind of money.
Well, you know.
I mean, they spent $800 million
in
luxury tax the last seven years.
I know.
That's an insane number.
That is very insane. It's unsustainable.
That's a stadium.
It's unsustainable.
You could build the stadium in Sacramento for the A's or Vegas or wherever the hell they're going for that much money.
When that happens, you have to hit on every pick. You have to hit on every veteran mid-level exception. You have to hit on everything. Around the margins, they were just not perfect.
But like,
you don't have that leeway.
But the other part is like, we could do that. Like, and I know there are people like, well, Moody should have had some of Clay's minutes. Right? Like, people do that, right? I would say, even bigger than that, which is the one-for-one swap on terms of minutes, to me, because of the big three, the tolerance level for the other young players was so minimized.
Yeah.
Forget swapping out the minutes. Just allowing normal growth for a player. Well, we allowed very little leeway.
Well, that was funny because last season, you and I were clamoring for the youngsters to play a lot more. We thought the youngsters, that's my laptop, you thought the youngsters should have played more last year. And they got singled out. They got singled out
unfairly,
all last season.
Unfairly.
Starting with Jordan Poole, then James Wiseman, who was traded, then Moody Kuminga. We were watching Anthony Lamb and Ty Jerome, and people were defending that. And now this year, you needed some of the youngsters. They're just not ready to play at that level. And that's okay, because youngsters, which is why I'm so intrigued with OKC to see how far they go. How much does inexperience matter in the playoffs? We're about to find out.
Keegan Murray is not the Keegan Murray you saw last night without all the run he got last
year. No doubt. Playing through the mistakes.
He was bad in the first couple of games in the playoffs last year and then started to turn it on in that series, even though he was a great rookie. I mean, he was a phenomenal rookie. Well, but the player I saw last night, how different did he look?
So he looked very different. So we're on the Draymond Green and Klay Thompson hype right now. We'll get to the calls in just a second. Here's Steve Kerr on whether or not they want Klay back.
We need Klay back. I mean, he's, you know, his. I know he had a tough night tonight, but what he represents for us, the spacing, you know, we're not a deep shooting team. We're a little top heavy. And, you know, Klay's presence means so much to the spacing on the floor, to the flow of the offense. And he's still got good years left. And I know I speak for everybody in the organization. We want him back. Obviously, there's business at hand, and that has to be addressed with Klay's representatives and, you know, Mike and Joe. But what Klay has meant to this franchise, as good as he still is, we desperately want him back.
Curry, do you think he can still win with this current regime, with this current roster?
I'm talking to Mike and Coach. And this league, you never know, man. Like, it's raw right now. Just sitting here, I mean, figuring out if I want to watch the playoffs or not. On April 16th, I guess this is unfamiliar territory. So even to answer that question, it's like, I just want to win. Man, whatever that means, I want to win.
And he was asked whether or not he believes they can win with just a little tweak here and there. He also said this.
I can never see myself, you know, not with those two guys. I understand this league changes and there's so many things that go into it and we're not going to play forever, but, you know, we've experienced so much together. And at the end of the day, like, again, I know they want to win. I know I want to win. And that's all I'm worried about.
I'm a big believer in things have to pencil, meaning there has to be profit, you know? Golden State spent $382 million on this year's team. $382 million. $205 for the salaries, $177 for the penalties.
Well, aren't there some other baked-in costs, too, that's going to take it over $400 million?
Of course. But
they're basically paying over $400
million. This is the salary. I'm just going about they're going to be docked. They will be docked, and they'll have to roll over into next year. Yep. But that's what they spent this year.
I know.
So, like, and I love Steph, and we all appreciate everything. But this thing, and I even heard Draymond allude to this. You know, we make so much money for the teams. Doc, the owner has put his money where his mouth. This is not OKC.
Yeah.
This is not where they, like, hey, they traded away a guy because they don't want to hit the luxury tax. Heck, Jordan did that with the Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah.
Where he traded away a guy because he didn't want to get over the luxury tax.
Yep.
They spent $382 million on the team this year. And it wasn't even close to being good enough.
And you think Joe Lacob's happy with that?
No.
He's sitting courtside up at
Sacramento.
He's sitting courtside. Courtside.
How could you be happy?
I mean, there's got to be changes here. Draymond Green asked how vocal he'll be about bringing Klay back.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we want Klay back. You know, we've been through a lot. You know, incredible highs, some lows. But the common denominator to both of them is that we've gone through each and every scenario together. You know, it's obvious that we want to continue what we've been doing, but I understand he got a decision to make. He going to make the best decision for him. Team got a decision to make. They'll make the best decision for the team.
More on that situation. Here's Draymond Green.
I don't think there's any scenario where Klay leaves and that's the best decision for this team and organization. But what I don't doubt is if Joe or Mike or anybody felt that it was best that this team moves forward without Klay, that wouldn't be the decision they make because they believe that. They've shown nothing but respect, loyalty, love, trust to us. So I got no reason to go into it like, oh, man, they're not going to do right by Klay. They did right by me. They've done right by Steph. They've done right by all of us. You know, Klay tore his ACL. They paid him $160 million. So I have no reason to think that our ownership group aren't going to take care of us the way we've taken care of this organization. Like I said, ultimately that decision will be Klay's, but I don't look at it like, oh man, they're going to only do what's... There's a lot of organizations that will only do what's best for the organization. This ain't one of them.
So that's Draymond, that's Steph, that's Steve Kerr, that's all the key cogs, and if they run it back, boy, it's
you know,
it's not going to be a pretty scene out here.
Trey frustrates me so much because, you know, it's like, you know, they've done right by me. Dog, they've bent over backwards for you. Like, he frustrates me because he's a big part of why they are where they're at. He's a big part of it. And his lack of reading the room of how this organization has, you could call it enabling, I say like just bent over backwards for him in terms of trying to help the guy out on every level and has backed him over and over and over. He just, he lacks the self-awareness and accountability to realize what he's done to kind of screw up the situation at times.
I think
no one is saying it's all him.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's a big part of it.
But you know what? I do think he realizes what he's done to help put the Warriors in this situation, which is why he's trying to make amends, you know, which is why he's trying to, I don't know, but you're right. I'm looking, man. The last 2 years with Draymond Green has been as frustrating, and it actually starts back to the 19-20 season. And it starts back when Kevin Durant leaves, and we know Klay Thompson's out with a torn ACL, and Draymond Green comes back for a 15-win season and admits that, you know, I knew we weren't going to win many games, so I really didn't play hard. And really, the opposite should have been, and maybe he did this and we don't know about it, but my thought process was like, boy, you get into these games and you're playing next to a rookie in Jordan Poole. You're playing next to a rookie in Eric Paschal. You got Alan Smiley-Geach getting minutes. You have Marquise Chris. Why not just take 10 threes a game and work on your game, knowing that Steph, Clay, and now we trade for Andrew Wiggins midway through the season. Guess who's going to get wide open shots? I am. Uh-huh. I'm going to be wide open all the time. So you know what? Let me let them fly and extend my career by hitting a three consistently. I would tell Draymond, shoot all threes like he did against the LA Lakers. Go on 5 of 7. Hell, if you go 4 of 10, guess what, Shasky? I'm not a math major, but that's 40%.
Yes.
And that's a good percentage. He should have worked on his game then. And then you get to play in game. And you get to play a tournament that season, which, you know, you're getting kicked out of games for yelling at James Wiseman on the floor. And we know what happened with that season. And then the whole, I don't get up for games in March, and yada, yada, yada. It's been a roller coaster with Draymond Green the last 5 years on the court. Because what he's done on the court has kept him off the court during pivotal points of this season. And then, you know, you get to Jordan Poole in that situation. They're still, They're still reeling for that. Because I don't know the impact it's had on Andrew Wiggins, who was best friends with Jordan Poole. That locker room dynamic, the youngsters looking at Draymond Green saying, boy, Jordan Poole's our guy. He's got punched. Nothing's happened here. And then we think about this season with the 17 games that he was suspended. It's been a lot with Draymond Green. Does his play, which he still plays at a high level defensively. You saw the play a couple weeks ago against Daniel Gafford. Wow, you step up on Kyrie Irving, you get back, you get the block, you get the steal, you keep possession. He still has that in him. But is his play good enough to overcome everything else that comes with Draymond Green? Is that something that this organization needs to move forward with Draymond Green, knowing that he has 3 more years left on that deal
with the player option? Where do you think I stand on that?
I know where you stand on that.
Because I've been on this for a couple years. And like I see the 510 texting in right now. Joe, when they win, Draymond's the best. And when they lose, you hate him. Make up your mind. Draymond is a solid player. To me, the juice isn't worth the squeeze anymore. And he could be mad that I say that. That's my opinion. I watch it every night. And he's not a horrible player. No one is saying he's a horrible player. What I'm saying is the totality of the Draymond Green experience is something that I'm ready to opt out of.
It wears out on you.
And I'm exhausted.
But you know what? This happened when we went up to Summer League.
Exactly.
The first day of Summer League, and I told Joe Shasky in the limo, Premier Limo, shout out to you. I may need you in a couple weeks. I need to call you, Steve. not for a limo, just for a car. But I said, I got something cooked up. And this was baked off of Draymond Green sitting down with Kevin Durant. And basically, they're going through the situation that they got involved in. And Draymond basically saying, yeah, that was on Steve and Bob. They blew that situation. They messed that situation up. And we sat back and thought, damn, wait, you're the one who called Kevin Durant a B-word at Staples Center in front of 18,000. What the hell? How is it on Steve and Bob? They didn't know what to do. They suspend you because they're like, we got Kevin Durant miserable. And he's important to this team. Very important. We're trying to keep this guy around. And you called him what you called him. You said we're going to win now. You know, winning without him, not getting all that. But when you blamed that on Steve and Bob, we were sitting here constructing three-team trades, trying to bring in Ben Simmons. So this has been going on for a long, long time.
If you're a young player, right? I mean, you've seen what this culture is like. It's going to be very difficult for a young player. Like you were talking about, who wants to play alongside Steph? Forget the Steph aspect. Just how many young players want to play on a team where, you know, if there are mistakes, there's very little tolerance.
Yeah.
You know, there's a culture of getting screamed at. Obviously, there's some physical stuff. Like, there's just a lot going on, man.
Well,
there's a lot going on. I mean, I don't know. That's why I come back to the same thing. I thought last year was the season, the off season. If you're going to move off pole, which I was ready to do as well.
He was ready
fine,
to leave.
Fine. Move off pool, but also move off Draymond. Let's just start fresh, and then give Clay an opportunity. This is what I wanted to do. Give Clay an opportunity, see what the year ends up, and we'll go from there. No one is saying that Draymond can't be productive. He can be. Well, what I'm saying is that this organization has enabled him to a degree that I'm ready to see what they look like without him. Because with him, they're the 10 seed.
Well, not only that, but I also wonder, with him, is this organization still appealing to attract guys to come here and play for this culture? How do other players look at this culture now, 2 years later after the championship? Do they still think this is an appealing place to play? And that's where I was coming back to Stephen Curry. I wasn't saying that Steph Curry's not great. Steph Curry's not a problem whatsoever. When it comes to cons on the season, Stephen Curry's not on that list.
No, but his production... I think it speaks to the roster.
No doubt. It dipped a little bit. He's got to be great. No matter what the roster looks like, when you get that production from Stephen Curry, it's not going to be good enough to win, especially on this roster.
And he's got to take care of the ball.
We're saying the same thing. Fatigue was a problem, but it's baked in. So I'm thinking, but when you come here, it's the Steph Curry cloud, which is a good cloud because Steph's going to endear himself to anybody. He endeared himself to Kevin Durant and said, Kevin, you do you. I'm going to do me. Well, let's win these championships together. Kevin Durant had to tell Steph Curry to be Stephen Curry. That's how open he was to allowing Kevin Durant to come into this club. There was a lot going on there, right? But when you come here, there's also the Draymond Green dimension. And Draymond Green's going to be outspoken in this organization. He's going to speak his piece. I don't know what you do here. I don't know what you do here with that because I don't know how attractive you are to other players outside the NBA. That's what we're getting to here. You're older. You got young guys who are not ready to hit their prime, and you're a 10 seed. How appealing is that? Hell, you may get players saying, you know what, I'd rather go play in Oklahoma City, believe it or not, because I know I have a chance to win. I may go to Dallas with Luka. I may go to Minnesota with Anthony Edwards. I may go to Denver with Nikola Jokic because they're not going anywhere.
But I understand... Like I understand the push and pull of the Draymond experience. You don't win anything without Draymond. Well, now we're at the inflection point where you didn't win with him.
You didn't win a play-in game.
And this is back-to-back years. This isn't 1 year sample where he, you know, self-sabotaged and got himself suspended for multiple games. This is 2 years in a row and a variety of acts. Look. So to me, like, it's a CVS report, a receipt of issues of why. Like, if you're going to be the 10 seed, might as well be a cheaper version on the 10 seed.
Listen.
Draymond
Green has been very important to this organization. He's been very
pivotal. Yeah, of course.
And he showed his importance this season when he got back on the floor. They needed Draymond Green. They needed him in the worst way. But moving forward, what is the best course of action to get back to resetting and being the championship contender? Because Joe Lincoln wants to settle for less. He doesn't want to settle for a 10 seed. He's not settling for a first-round exit, let alone a second-round exit. The guy's trying to hang banners. I know Steve Kerr's trying to hang banners. I know Steph Curry's trying to hang banners. Now, what's the best course of action moving forward to try to get back to hanging banners? It seems like they're a long way away from that. But what are the steps to take it to get back in that direction? I don't know, but let's get back out to the lines here. Daniel with Santa Rosa. Daniel, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, how's it going? I know the coaches don't play, but, you know, Steve Kerr's got to call a timeout every now and then. He's even got to take control of Klay Thompson going, you know, 0-for-10. Greg Popovich from San Antonio, he'll bench his starter if he's not playing right. The second thing, the reason why.
Okay, what?
Like, honestly, can we just be classy in how we're going to do this? Like, we can break down things, and we can all have different opinions. We don't have to agree on everything, but, like, really, that's what we're going
to
do.
Shout out to our friends at Flowing Water Plug Me Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plug Me Drain. Oh, yeah, legal. Legal right now?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
9 o'clock.
Fill my mic. Shout out YouTube and Twitch, brought to you by First Nerco.
Hey.
Upgrade your savings dividend.
I'm imagining.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.